some of the biggest, most listened to stations in the country. Like music formatted stations have done for years. Now news and news talk programmers are turning to TM for professional, effective ideas and self-promotion.
And then
rest.
JFK will introduce the volume.
Rest for the wicked. It's been 2.5 hours.
Programmers of stations like WMCA New York.
You want to rest some more?
King Kong.
Oh, man from on call. Okay, King Kong.
Genghis Khan.
God.
Yeah,
Rich Khan. Rich Khan, yeah.
I've been in the cover. This plate is full already. We'll bring it back.
The Spirit of America cereal is only one part of your on-the-air image.
Cats and dogs sleeping together.
Okay. Now just rest.
I've been resting.
Just try to rest, all right? Sleep is for the weak.
So sleep tight.
Shut up, butt plug.
I had a dream, that's all. You go back to sleep.
But
go to sleep.
You go.
I think you ought to go home and get some sleep.
You know what? I'm really sorry that I woke you up. You get some rest.
I'd be stressing too.
Hey, don't you have a sleep?
Why don't you get some sleep?
All right.
This fella's gone.
Joe Biden, one of the first things I told him was...
I'll let you get some sleep.
President to Erie, Kate.
You need to sleep.
Bucks.
To build that image...
Get some sleep. Get some sleep.
Like no other bicentennial station.
I came by...
Get some sleep.
What can I get you?
Some sleep.
Thank you, VT1. Thank you, VT9. Recordings are running, Peter.
Okay on the floor, Keith. Run the clock. Gentlemen, not to worry about shots 27 to 34, the droppable item. I have plenty of time to tell you about that on TK.
Okay.
7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Can't put it back in the hole.
Here's a four. Window. 1, 2, 3.
Jesus. It ain't rocket science.
Listen up.
Well, so this was, again, we put this together. I mean, I will say somewhat on the fly, like the whole, we're pretty lucky to get to work on a show where we get to do shit like this.
What do you think?
Shut your goddamn mouth. What a dick. I am the one who knocks.
Thanks for the bad radio signal. Wrong signal on our frequency. We're all shaking hands with Jesus.
So the audience knows exactly what happened.
And yeah, and they get this much that gets from the ways.
Through the darkness. Guided by a beating heart. I can't tell. Journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. That's fine by me. So wake me up. I was finding myself.
didn't know I was lost.
This is all we need.
I think that's a wrap.
And it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire to take me away. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't start to cry. To go, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Break a dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, save tonight. Try to break a dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can tell where the journey went, but I know where it starts. They tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I
about it.
Roger, roger.
Proudly presents one of the most celebrated motion pictures of the year. Winner of the 2007.
I mean it. Let them suffer. I mean it.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Me by if I don't open up my eyes, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. Carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world. I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone. Love is a prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
KIRO Seattle.
Seems that every time we pick up the newspaper, we're reading about an energy crisis.
crisis of some type, you know, water, gas, electricity.
How about when you watch television, listen to radio, same thing, right?
Sure.
Okay.
It reminds me of what a great man once said.
What's that?
In an energy crisis, you can't fuel all the people all the time. Hey, today has really been groovy and out of sight, and tomorrow morning, let's say, get it on again, huh?
Show, acknowledging turn of Senator Magnuson from his visit to the People's Republic of China. And as a tribute to that successful trip, we have offered tapes of this program for replay in that country as a contribution to the cultural exchange between our two nations. Unfortunately, our gracious offer has been turned down since the State Department has stated they do not wish to ruin our relations with Red China quite so soon. And remember, men, maybe you're not really bald. Possibly just too tall for your head. From the letter from listeners portion, dear boss, I've been going with a girl for 3 years. Yesterday, I found out she has a wooden leg. What should I do? Dear listener, we suggest you break it off. Thank you. Listen, hello, friend. As Ross introduces his revolutionary new bath soap, it not only floats, but when you whistle, it swims over to you. This is Ross's announcer speaking. This has been a production.
Well, yeah, it's next. Don't turn off your radio.
Radio Northwest, KIRO, Seattle.
Mark Wayne adds hues of humor from 2 to 6. Color him naturally high.
Pieces of April Air, Three Dog Night, KIRO, Mark Wayne, program 22 after 3 here at Radio Northwest. Do you know we have a 24-hour day sports line whereby you may call up and find out the top items happening in the world of sport? That number is 624-5554, 624-5554. Let's dial it here and give you sort of an example. 624-5554. Okay.
Aurora Massage Parlor, $5 will make you feel like a new man.
I think I've got the wrong number. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, really? What number were you looking for?
I better go. I may get in trouble, I think.
Bye.
Bye.
That dial wrong or something.
Around drive time, you hitchhike with your mind.
Just handed me a fan letter here. Judy did.
Yeah?
I really get off listening to Lisa Hartwell on the traffic report. I think she is a very good broadcasting personality, but I keep wondering what she looks like.
Well, you've got your pat answer.
If possible, could you send a photo of Lisa Hartwell? Do you have any Flex cheesecake Flex that you've taken in the summer or anything you could send this boy?
I'll have to rummage back through my old photos there.
Dig around in your high school collection and see what you can come up with.
Oh, okay.
Kind of worries me a little bit, Lisa. The guy wrote this in crayon.
Oh, well, you never know.
That's wonderful. We have 25 before 5 o'clock. You knew that, of course.
Well, yes.
Now, who is this? D.D. Nolay?
Oh, you have that fine story there.
That you brought in to me.
Yes.
Huh?
I didn't write it, though. Explain that.
Well, D.D. Nolay is an 18-year-old...
Writer's News Service.
It's an 18-year-old clerk typist from San Bernardino. She won the Miss Nude Universe Contest in Ontario over the weekend.
Ontario?
Yes.
Canada?
There were
Yes.
California?
Canada?
Oh, it is in Canada?
Yes.
There were 32 other contestants. Well, actually, 64 in the fourth annual pageant, and Dee Dee nosed out Cheryl Ascara of Pittsburgh for the honor.
Wonderful.
Had one only thought to put money on the nose in that race.
Yes.
We all come out winners.
Yes, certainly.
These race drivers, hydroplane race drivers, know how to live, Dave.
Didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Mickey Riemann here? And a reward that he got for his victory, the two luscious girls called the Union Oil Race Stoppers are
putting little pecks on both cheeks of his. The Union Oil people call this the spirit of 36, 24, 36.
6 to midnight, an aura of Bill Yend, the rain lover. Color him a web-footed friend.
On my way to work today, it was really brought home to me how high food prices are getting. You know how outside certain restaurants they have advertisements on big reader boards? Drove by a pizza place out in Linwood. His big sign says, Wednesday special, all you can eat for $135. Now, obviously, that's a mistake. The decimal point had fallen off the sign, evidently. But I was wondering, if you found the decimal point on the ground, wanted to help out and put it back, you wouldn't know exactly where to put it. Somebody saw this in a magazine, I think it was the Saturday Review, and I understand that the rock group, the Rolling Stones, served this very drink on the on their private airplane. So if you want to have an identity thing with Mick Jagger, here you are. 2 parts tequila, 3 parts orange juice, 1 part gin,
and just a dash of grenadine, yes?
Oh, one thing I left out in the little story about frying eggs on a sidewalk. Some of the kids brought along salt and pepper shakers, but when the eggs were finished, it seemed strange that nobody, absolutely nobody, volunteered to eat them. Could fix that. This happens down in Ridgecrest, California. The city council will undoubtedly have a proposal in the coming year to recover all the sidewalks with Teflon.
As the evening sun sinks slowly into the west, William keeps on strobing for swinging insomniacs. We call him our midnight sun.
This is really getting fun. I'm taking calls from ladies and asking them questions off the air. They don't know what the question is, and they are rather personal questions. And then when this is all over, we're going to have a description of the perfect composite girl based on the questions and answers that I get from these ladies that are calling in. Fellas and gals, are you ready for this? We have come up with a description of the perfect composite girl, and you will be absolutely amazed. Ladies called in, I asked them one question, they gave me an answer, and I averaged them out at the end, and here's what we have. Her height, this ideal American, is 4'11". The weight, 135 pounds. She is a brunette with elbow length hair. Her complexion is olive red with a good tan. Top measurement, 36. Waist, 23. And hips, 37.
Mm-hmm.
And personality is described as quiet but zany. Her moral standards tend to be toward the liberal. A fella just called and added a finishing touch to our composite girl. He said she would be absolutely perfect if she had a retired roller derby card in her purse, a slight continental accent, and just a trace of garlic on her breath.
Open up your head. Boy, surely you don't need glasses. We're KIRO, Radio Northwest.
That's it. Programmer's Digest, Volume 2, Issue 6. With the next two October issues, you'll find more valuable features. And we think you'll find the scope of subjects covered even wider. And don't forget to check the billboard on our back cover for a brief synopsis of some of the things that will be happening in the next issue of Programmer's Digest. Programmer's Digest Magazine, a division of Audio Video Corporation of America. From WMAK Nashville, this is Scott Shannon.
situation.
Yeah.
Pirate Radio. Okay. Off with that buzz, that hedgehog. Let's go, my God. Smoker's Center. back to you. Oh, that was a little stress, and I realized something.
That was the trip.
Was tired. I thought that trip was entirely visionary. Organizing some of our CB radio. All right.